At the far end of the runway, a long-reach backhoe is carefully placing boulder after boulder into Unalaska Bay. It looks random, but project manager Dennis Waldorf explains that the backhoe operator is actually carefully crafting a piece of land.
So he's got a screen, and he can, and the unit is sitting on the bucket, so he can see where he is at all times. So he's actually building stuff underwater.
When the boulders have all been placed, a crane will drop huge concrete blocks, known as core locks, around the perimeter to keep the fill from washing away. Faldor says the additional land will bring the length of the runway safety zone from 100 to 300 feet.
Where you see the end of the pavement right now, the white stripe you see, the big white stripe is what's called the threshold. That's where the runway actually begins. We're going to add on to this area outboard of the threshold just for just a little more safety there.
The other end of the runway will be similarly extended to add a total of 500 feet of new pavement. Of that, only 100 feet will actually be usable runway. The rest is to keep planes from going into the ocean if they have to abort takeoff. Pan Air Vice President of Operations Brian Karakaburu says that means the project won't have a big impact on the airline's service to the community.
On those days that it's flat calm, which are very far and few in between in Dutch, of course, the 100 feet allows us to carry more weight out of Dutch.
The increased runway length also makes it possible for larger planes, like the Bombardier Q400, to use the airport. But Karakaburu says Pan Air has no immediate plans to change their aircraft.
We're still looking at different airframes to see, you know, what's suitable and what's affordable, but the decision hasn't been made yet.
Pan Air's entire fleet is composed of Saab 340s, and adding a different kind of plane could be costly. So for now, the runway improvement project's largest impact on Unalaska residents will be the rerouting and paving of Ballyhoo Road. Waldorf, the project manager, says construction crews are working on moving the utilities right now and should be done within the week.
To finish it is to pave it, and that's off into July, August. But we can get the road opened up again on the new alignment.
Once the hot plant for making asphalt is on the island, crews will pave Ballyhoo Road and the runway itself. Waldorf says there shouldn't be any impacts to air travel from the work. He expects the whole project will be finished by mid-September. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.